This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. Even the most casual fan of 70s rock music might find themselves holding back a smirk with the mention of Beelzebub in today's gospel reading. For as Freddie Mercury once sang, "Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me." After watching Jesus expel a demon from a man, some in the crowd thought Jesus' power came from Beelzebub, the devil himself. What are the devils that have taken control of parts of your life? What are the devils sitting on your shoulder whispering to you? What are the devils put aside for you? These devils, these private agonies inside and memories that haunt the mind, quoting the hymn writer John Bell, are enough to disturb our mental, emotional, and physical health. Yet, as if that is not painful and damaging enough, Jesus asks his disciples and us to consider one more thing. The powers not from God that we submit to, whether willingly or unwillingly, whether intentional or unintentionally, have the ability to fracture our relationships with each other and with God. Jesus reminds the crowd and us, the only power, truth, and strength we need is found even in the merest finger of God. Listening to God's voice gives us the strength to overcome all temptation and evil. And all who stand together and hear this voice remain united and will not be defeated nor divided.
To last, but present to